don't get any funny ideas. That's right. Hands against the wall, honey. It wouldn't be the same if I didn't properly take your offenses seriously. Favoritism is strictly forbidden. You see, I run things fair. Fair and honest work pays dividends. Especially with someone as not fair and not honest as you. On goes the cuffs. And they suit you. You look so beautiful in cuffs. Shh, wouldn't want you to resist arrest on me. Actually, you might be doing it right now without even meaning to. Look at me. Yeah? I'm going to have to take you right into the custody of my arms. And anything you say can and will be most likely put back on you in such a way that I'll use it against you in order to manipulate the situation fairly, of course, to make you understand your mind. Simple, right? I can be a pretty fair guy, and right now, you definitely need to work on that honesty. What's this? All I did was pin you against a wall, a little rough, put some handcuffs on you, and you're already turned on? Oh, that won't do, will it? Sweetheart, there's a lot of things I do. Being a prison warden gives me certain privileges, especially with you, who is my beloved. And I just might happen to like pushing you around. So, don't mind me pushing your buttons. And while I sip some tea, too. Oh, whoops. Butterfingers, huh? I spilled some of that tea on your clothes. Don't worry. It was only lukewarm. Unlike you, who's piping hot right now. Admit to your crimes, and I might let the sentencing be just a little less. Shh, I don't like lies. And right now, there isn't an ounce of truth. You denying it? Shall I reveal the truth? I mean, just look at how white you are with tea. That's not the only thing wet, is it? Or did you think I wouldn't see that you're getting a little sticky down there? You get so easily turned on by this stuff, don't you? Darling, I do like that side about you. Maybe it's why it turned from actual suspicion into proper romance somewhere along the lines. But look at me getting carried away. It's not like you'd want me to do this or anything, right? Grabbing. Don't look so surprised. I'm just taking what's mine. Remember, right now, this hand, that slight sting, it'll remind you of me whenever we're far apart. But I'm afraid that'll never happen. In fact, you have a life sentence with me. Fully detained, just like you are. Wrapped up in these arms. You know, your body fits really nice in mine. That warmth. That sexy way you breathe or hold your breath when I get really close to your ears. Maybe I like it a little too much. Might even like it more than tea, and wouldn't you know it, spilled a bit more. take off your underwear. Clumsy me. And off they go. Looks like you were hiding evidence. Look at this. From a mere spank? You had to be turned on from before. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense. Arguing with authority will never work. Now, who's right in this situation? Good. So you can be a good little criminal for me, huh? Honesty is the most important part. And I just feel like you're not being honest with me about all this. But before honesty comes, me properly taking care of you. Now, detaining procedures don't usually involve devouring your sex. However, I'm making a bit of an exception this time to properly educate and punish you. See? Doing my job and keeping things in order. I am good at this, aren't I? I still taste the tea on you. Can't have that. What if you get sticky? I'll have to be extra thorough. You are such a fucking mess. Pardon the use of profanity. It's strictly against code 113. But pardon, I just don't care right now. Don't think it's a rebellion. It's just me caring more about watching you squirm than the rules for just a moment. But legally, you didn't hear that. And legally, you're mine anyways, right? And a figure of speech, of course. Why don't you keep that squirming under control? I wouldn't want to have to detain you further. But maybe I have to. Blindfolding, as well, has a nice humbling effect, don't you think? Well, don't take my word for it. Now, can you see anything? Not like it matters right now, but handcuffs kind of just go with it, right? Aren't you glad I didn't use the fuzzy cuffs? The cold metal kind of reflects this honest day's work, doesn't it? Don't be too loud now. Shh, there. Standard procedure. You might just taste better than my favorite tea. I can't believe I'm saying that. But right now, can't dwell on that as much as I'd like to. Now, get on your hands and knees, if you can. Now I'll hold you up. I realize it would have been a bit rough for you to try and keep those handcuffs on and work your way to standing up in any way. In fact, your face would be on the ground. We can't have that yet. There we go. Got you by the cuffs. You won't fall like this. And all the better to discipline that naughty, naughty hole. Don't give me that look. Are you resisting right now? Kidding. I know. I'm being unreasonable. But all for the sake of justice and order. Oh, fuck. Didn't mean to pull you back all at once onto my cock, but you'll forgive me, right? Even the most exquisite warden makes mistakes. How clumsy me. Guess I'll have to make another mistake. Just for that mistake. Including fucking you. Really, really hard. That's a pretty sound coming out of you. Just like that. Pulling you by the handcuffs. Oh, it just feels so good. Oh. Sinking inside you. Are you getting the message yet? Repenting for your crime of being too fucking attractive. Fuck. No. You take it in such a pretty way. I'll definitely have to write that on your permanent record. My criminally tight fucking. Oops. Clumsy me. I like the view so much that I let you go down on the ground with your face touching it. Crud. Seems I'm really clumsy today. But somehow, looking down at you like this, you'll have to forgive. It makes you look even sexier. I didn't think that was possible, but you keep surprising me. Gonna need a lot of tea after this. Oh, fuck. Nice and slow. Don't want you to get away with your crime so easily. Keep on reflecting. Apologize when you come. Oh, fuck, you're coming. It's making me come. Fuck. Fuck. I don't think I could stuff any more come inside you. You're overflowing. Yes, that counts as an attempted breeding by me. I should probably chalk that up on my permanent record. I'm a criminal now for you. Criminally addicted to how you feel, what you feel. Obsessed, maybe. Just a bit. That's why when I pull you closer, you know where you belong. You're never leaving here again. And I think that's what both of us want, right? Judging by how much of a mess I've made of you. Oh, my God. Look at you. Absolutely. The worst and the best. You bring out both sides of me. I'll have you take responsibility for your crimes of seducing me. You do know seducing the warden carries quite the heavy sentence. Of course, I'll take my time and be sure to explain everyone to you slowly, deliberately, intently. And until then, I'm afraid you're on house arrest. That's it. A tinge of honesty at the very, very end of it all. Oh, did I say the end? No. This is just the beginning. I'm afraid all of this, it's gonna be hard for you to come back from this one. Honey, don't look so happy. I'm charging you with crimes after all. Abuse of power aside, you aren't going anywhere.